And we got a pretty big week this week. Big show coming to town. We have seven candidates, some really big names in the Metroplex this week. So let's go through the list. Might give you an idea of where to spend your entertainment dollar. And then at the end, we'll vote on which is the biggest. Candidate number one is tonight at the American Airlines Center, John Mayer.
Fresh off his Playboy interview, which he called his Panoose a white supremacist because it hates black women.
He is kind of a train wreck when he's not playing his guitar. But when he's playing his guitar, I think he's awesome.
He's the Toyota of musicians. His accelerator's stuck down.
It does get stuck.
Well, he had all the hot sports opinions on Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. But they were flattering, I guess, in a way. By the way, this John Mayer influence, I think, is pervasive now.
Everyone trying to sound like
because
that.
Because they're all trying to sound like that. And then, like, when I go into the... Because I've been guitar shopping for the past 6 months, it seems like. Mm-hmm. So I'm always in the acoustic room and everything, and every freaking guy plays this exact same style. Always the, you know, finger pick and then slap the strings and on the beat.
Yeah.
And then I watch Idol, and there were a couple John Mayer ripoff guys there.
Yeah.
I can't stand that singing style. Who's the other one that's really bad?
Well, he's not bad. It's just...
Well, no, I mean in terms of exaggerating this style.
Yeah, Jason Mraz?
James Blunt.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stand him.
Why? Which one was he? Is he the...
My life is brilliant.
Yeah.
I live not a mile.
I think John Mayer's really good.
He's a great musician.
Yeah.
That song, Daughters, was good. I like that song.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like this one? Body's a Wonderland?
He's a little too James Blunt-y in this one.
John Mayer has a lot of popularity backlash. You know, kind of like the way Dave Matthews was taken, and you're supposed to hate Dave Matthews. I think you're supposed to hate John Mayer.
So you said he had flattering things to say about Jessica Simpson, but when you describe a woman as having an insatiable sexual appetite, is that flattering?
I think he said he had an I think he said they were both insatiable for each other.
I don't think women like being described that way, do they? Because that implies whore. Doesn't it?
I don't know, man.
I don't think she took
it as a compliment. The girls I go out with that have insatiable sexual appetites?
No, she didn't take it as a compliment.
I don't give a damn if they're a whore. It's fine.
All right, when is this again?
Tonight, American Airlines Center.
Oh, wow, that's big.
All right, candidate number two. Biggest show coming to town this week. Wednesday night at the Winspear Opera House, the Pointer Sisters. A pointy pointy, anoint thy head, anointy nointy.
According to Hollywood Henderson,
that poem.
They partied seriously with him before Super Bowl 13.
Really?
At least two of them, yeah. If they, it's the same.
How many
are
there?
The question of who's in it. There used to be three.
Now there are two. Anita Pointer and Ruth Pointer. And they've added Sadako Johnson.
Well,
and Bonnie Pointer and June Pointer and Issa Pointer are no longer in it. I don't know about Bonnie and Issa, but June is deceased.
Oh. Okay. Hey. Is Diana Ross still in that? What was she
never
in?
Never was.
No.
Oh.
She was in Salt and Pepper.
This is a good... This is a good montage song from the 80s.
Oh, gosh, is it ever. This is like the ultimate montage song.
I think if we wash enough cars, I think we can get enough money raised here.
I'm going to work out and get in shape. Crank it up. You know, I was at a restaurant last night having my meal by myself, being all lonely.
Oh, no.
And they were playing 80s music. And after listening to about 10 songs, I thought, you know, the 80s were a... time for bad music.
You're crazy. It was a great
there was
decade.
Some good stuff, but there was a lot of really just kind of anemic generic stuff like this to me.
The
just,
80s was a lot of
filler music in the 80s.
Yeah, a lot of cheese ball stuff came out in the 80s.
There was a lot of cheese ball stuff in the 70s too.
Yeah,
it was just a different type of style of cheese.
Hey, was this listen to this crap.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people just like to dance to it anyway.
I predict the Windspear will just crumble in defeat when they start playing this.
Was this a night shift?
Oh, I'm sure it sounds like it was.
This was Footloose, the Flash Dance, wasn't it?
I sit here and listen to this, and I can picture so many 80s movies that it might have been in.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah. It could have been in that, for all we know.
Right. I think it may have been in Night Shift. Maybe not.
There is something cheesier about the 80s music, because when you hear it, you imagine headbands, parachute pants,
yeah, leg warmers,
shirts, leg warmers, and just cheesy dancing. And
all right, but how about the cheese balls? They're dressed up in the 70s, those big collars,
the disco
pants, and yeah, they had cheese coming out of their eyeballs.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out
disturbing. They did have a song in 78 called Fire. I thought that was a cool song.
I've seen fire and I've seen me.
I thought that was a good song.
Romeo and Juliet.
And it was, okay.
I like Elmer Fudd's version better.
It was in the movies Summer Lovers.
I remember it.
Vacation.
Okay.
Jeez. Deceptions. All these in the 80s. Working Girl. Hot Shots Part Due.
Yeah.
The Nutty Professor.
Yeah. Greatness.
Also appeared in Saved by the Bell.
That's
derogatory.
Well, they had a lot of hits in that 73 to 85 stretch. They had about 15 top 20 hits.
It was confusing. In 84, they had a hit with Jump. The same year that Van Halen had a hit with Jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jump For Your Love was their song.
The same year? That was
the same year.
Jump, Jump For Your Love.
Totally different songs, of course.
Their Jump made it to number 3 on the charts. Van Halen's Jump made it to number 1.
Oh.
Listen to this crap.
This sounds like the demo button has been pressed on a keyboard at a music store.
That keyboard synthesizer, whatever it is, that's 80s, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't that identify the 80s?
Mm-hmm. And this may have had somebody on stage playing a guitar along with
sure.
it. I like the key guitar.
No. All right.
I'm going to start playing
Gotta
the
move.
Guitar.
Got to move. Candidate number 3. Move. Biggest show coming to town this week. Thursday night, American Airlines Center, Taylor Swift.
All right.
All right. Get up.
Yes.
Get up.
I like her. I have that CD, and yeah, it's really gay, but I've got it. I think it's musically really good. Sorry.
I support
Sydney.
Her. Wasn't she just here at the American Airlines Center?
In the fall, I think, yeah.
Isn't that a quick return?
I wear short skirts, you wear dark shoes.
Different song.
And that song, that's one of her songs, though, the one I was singing, right?
Yeah.
And she just details her closet and then somebody else's closet?
There's more to the song than that.
No.
This is the one you're talking about, I think.
You're on the phone.
Yeah.
Now, which one is she? Is she country or pop?
Both. She's crossed over.
She needs to pick one.
Totally pop now.
No, she doesn't. She writes her own stuff. She's learning how to sing.
Thursday night,
I support her.
You want to go?
There is no way.
Boy, would that be the gayest thing you two have ever done, except for all the sex with men that Gordon's
Taylor
had.
Swift show.
Good point.
Hey, look at this. There's a father and son here. The son looks strung out.
She's still going out with the Jonas brother?
No, no. Who's the dude she's going? She's going out with the dude from Twilight, isn't she?
Is she?
Yeah. Thanks.
The werewolf or the vampire?
I don't know. I can't keep it straight.
Taylor Lautner? Yeah, I think that is. She's going out with the werewolf.
That's confusing. Taylor and Taylor?
No, not Taylor. Yeah, it is Taylor Lautner, isn't it? That is his name.
Okay.
You don't believe me?
No, I believe. Yeah, I do believe you. I'm saying I don't know.
All right, Taylor Swift, candidate number 3. Candidate 4.
Oops.
Friday night at the Nokia Theater in Grand Prairie, Tyler Perry is in town performing Madea's Big Happy Family.
Tyler Perry, that's the guy from Aerosmith.
No.
That's Liv Wilson. Liv Wilson. That's your first name or your last name? What's your last name? Wilson Johnson. Your mama gave you two last names? Son, don't call my house no more. How old are you?
10.
16, don't call my house. If you don't know how to come knock on this door and introduce yourself to me so I can figure out who calling here for this child, you ain't got the right to call my house. That's right, I'm from the old school. That's the way we used to do it back in the day.
That's
your daddy should have taught you that, son. Oh, how long he got? Yeah, I understand. I just got out myself. Well, your mama should have told you that. You 16. How old your mama? 29. Lord, well, your grandma should have told you. How old your grandma? 37. Son, how old is your great-grandmother? 46. You know what? Don't talk to that boy no more.
No.
It's country. It stands for this country we live in.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe you're against America.
It stands for Old Apparently South not. And Texas.
No, it's more than that. It's more than that.
Oh, well, there she's got cred now.
Yeah.
Unlike Charlie Daniels, she knows all the words to every Charlie Daniels song.
Oh, man.
All right, Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night as well. This at the Windstar Casino in Thackerville. Author of A Perfect Game in 1994, Kenny Rogers.
It's not the baseball player. It's the overly bearded Kenny Rogers.
I was there that night. I witnessed the perfect game.
Did you really?
I did.
You bastard.
I know. I was there.
That's so wrong.
I still got my press pass somewhere.
Now, this is country. He was born in Texas.
You bet.
This is real.
Well, I'm here to tell you, Redneck Woman's a lot better song than this.
No way.
This song's a kick to the crotch.
Get a rope.
See, you new country artists, you don't appreciate the old school country.
That's not
like
true.
Right. Roger. I love understand when you're all roots. About this new red dirt stuff.
Yeah. I love Merle Haggard.
No one Kenny existed Rogers. Before 2000.
Kenny Rogers is greatness, but this is song.
Merle Haggard's not real country either. You think he was born in Bakersfield, wasn't he?
I don't care.
Don't worry about that.
Don't really like this one.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
So I handed him my bottle. And you drink down my last swallow.
He points to his beard the entire time.
He does not point to his beard.
He does.
You claim he emphasizes that beard. He doesn't.
I don't know, but last time I saw him, he's overly plastic surgery.
Yeah, he doesn't look like Kenny Rogers.
He's got a serious stretch face.
It's like Kenny Rogers.
Jerry Rogers.
I love when you Google Kenny Rogers, and the third result you get is men who look like Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, that's a whole website. It's funny.
Know when to run. Hey, Hillary, come on.
He does sing like Bill Clinton.
He had 30 number one hits.
Think about that.
When the night rain run.
Late 70s, early 80s, he had a huge run.
He sang Lady, didn't he?
Yep.
Was that a Jerry Lewis song?
The Gambler, She Believes in Me, You Decorated My Life, Lady, I Don't Need You. Love Will Turn You Around. We've Got Tonight with Sheena Easton.
No, not it. He does something with Sheena E.
Sheena Easton. God, he's had a ton.
This is the theme to Halloween, isn't it?
Now, this one really sounds like Bill Clinton.
Sounds like Bill Clinton.
I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I'm yours.
Oh, Kenny.
All right, let's vote. We've got a big list here, big show, six candidates. Which is it? Candidate number one, tonight at the American Airlines Center, John Mayer. Candidate two, Wednesday at the Windspear, the Pointer Sisters. Candidate three, Thursday at the American Airlines Center, Taylor Swift. Candidate four, Friday at Nokia, Tyler Perry. Candidate five, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Gretchen Wilson. Or candidate six, Saturday at the Windstar, Kenny Rogers. George.
It's a no-brainer. She is dominating music right now, Taylor Swift.
Gordo?
Wasn't she born in Illinois, though?
No, that was Gretchen Wilson.
Oh. I think this is a no-brainer. I'm voting for Tyler Perry's Tyler Perry.
All right. Rich?
I'll go with Taylor Swift.
Jer?
I will also go with Tyler Perry.
Thank you.
Fernando? Courage.
Taylor Swift.
Ooh,
you guys are crazy.
Dang. Dang. Tyler Perry has three hit shows going. He's... Make $75 million every 3 weeks or whatever.
American Airlines Center.
Boy, this is in Star Trek.
Close. That's a big place.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Taylor Swift. So 4-2, Taylor Swift, biggest show coming to town this week. Thursday, AAAC.
I'm going to get pregnant early. Don't go.